Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast today. This is David Middleton, welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God so you can live in victory. We're talking to you about the subject of the Word of God. In the last broadcast, we talked about the Word living and abiding in you. We saw from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the Word of God is quick or alive and powerful, active and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God has the power within it to produce your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your joy, your victory, because the Word has the power resident within it. We saw in John 1:1 that the Word was God, and in verse 14, the Word was made flesh. And who's the Word? It's Jesus. 1 John 5:7 says there's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, who is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Now, we talked about how God brings things into being. It's through the Word of God that is spoken forth. Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, or "light be," and light was. He spoke it into being. Now, Psalms 33, verse 6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made." That's how things came into being. Hebrews 11:3, "Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God." The word here is rhema, meaning spoken word. He spoke it and released it into being, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You must realize that all the things that you see in the natural realm were not made of things which do appear. They were made of things which do not appear, which is God's word, which is spiritual law. Hebrews 1:3, we saw Jesus upholding all things by the word, again the Greek word rhema, spoken word, of his power, which is dunamis, of his miraculous power. The power of God's resident in the word. When you speak it forth, you release the power of God. Now, we talked about how we got born again by the word of God, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The word of the Lord endures forever, and that's how we were begat with the word of truth, as we saw in James 1:18. Now, God's word, it is spiritual law. It is spirit and it is life. John 6:63, Jesus said, "It's the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." God's word is spiritual law. This is why you've got to get it in you and speak it and act upon it, because God performs his spiritual laws in your life. In Isaiah chapter 55, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." In verse 8, it says, "Neither are your ways my ways, for the heavens are higher than the earth. So are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain cometh down, and snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." The word of God is going to prosper. It's going to accomplish what God pleases, if you will do what it says and get it in your heart and mind and keep it there. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we saw that we're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're not going to be fashioned to the ways of the world. We're going to be transformed. Remember the Greek word metamorpho, from which we get our English word metamorphosis, which is where the change of species occurs from the caterpillar into the butterfly. And this speaks of you being changed from a carnal-minded person to a spiritual-minded person. Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. That means good and beneficial in effect, and acceptable, that's well-pleasing, and perfect, which is the completing and fulfilling will of God in your life. Now, Colossians 3:10, "We put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." You've got to get renewed to the truth. Now, then we saw in 2 Peter chapter 1 where grace and peace is multiplied through the knowledge of God. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. And through acting on His word, we possess the exceeding great and precious promises to be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Then we saw in Hebrews 8, verse 10, how the word of God is written in our heart and in our mind. This is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. Hebrews 10, 16 says the reverse. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. In other words, God takes His word, puts it and writes it in our heart and in our mind in the new covenant. 2 Corinthians 3, 3 says it's where written. The word is written, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone in the Old Testament, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. Now in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. As you get the word of God dwell in you richly, it produces the wisdom of God because you hear and do it. It also is to dwell in you so you can speak it forth to bring forth promises as you pray the word of God. In John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Remember, we mentioned that the word ask is a Greek word, aiteo, which you'll hear about when we get into the prayer series. And this means a demand of what's due you, strictly a demand of what's due. You find this from the Strong's Concordance when you follow the comparison and you find out the exact meaning of the word. And this is the word in all the major prayer scriptures. So you're going to pray the word. Do not pray your problem, pray the word. God is going to fulfill that and perform that in your life. Now in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, it says, now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. God's word, the word of His grace, of His favor, is able. The word able is a form of the word dunamis, meaning it has power to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those that are sanctified. So God's word is going to build you up. It's going to give you your inheritance as it is acted upon in your life and as it's abiding in you. This is why we've got to pay attention to His word. Now in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20, the Bible says, my son, attend to my words, or pay attention to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. You need to be listening to what He says. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. So we're to keep the word before our mind, keep the word before our eyes, before our ears. We're to keep it in the midst of our heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart, or guard your heart, with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Remember, your members are very important, what you yield to. You can yield unto sin that produces death, or you can yield unto obedience to the word that produces righteousness, that brings forth fruit unto holiness in your life. But also it'll produce health. But you must keep your heart with all diligence. You must guard your members that you only yield them to the things of the Lord. Now in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says this, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God is to be in your mouth. You need to be speaking the word and meditating it day and night, which from the Old Testament is what they did. In the New Testament, now it's abiding because the word now is written in our minds and in our hearts. So we can now have it abiding in us as we think upon it throughout our day, that you may observe to do it according to all that's written therein. If you keep it in your mouth, you keep it in your mind, you keep on thinking upon it, then you're going to be doing it consistently, and you'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success because of the word in you. We see something more about the word in Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Your delight needs to be in the Word, and you need to be thinking upon this, and you're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth fruit in its season if you keep it in the midst of your heart, and whatever you do will prosper. Now in Numbers 23 and verse 19, we see this. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Absolutely, he will bring it to pass. Whatever he says in his word, he's going to do it. Whatever he's spoken, he's going to make it good. You can absolutely trust in God, in his word. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord there that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hands of Moses his servant. Well, notice that not one word of his promise has failed. God will never fail you in the word of God in performing it in your life. The problem is, you've got to be doing the word and keep it in the midst of your heart and not let the devil take it out. And you must not get into the ways of sin so the enemy has place in your life. Psalms 138, verse 2. He says, I will worship toward thy temple, praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God magnifies his word above his name. That's why he's going to carry out his word. His word is, he watches over to perform it. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God's word will stand forever. Luke 21:33, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You can always trust in the word, because this is the word of the covenant. God's made a covenant with you. In Psalms 105, verse 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. God performs his word. 2 Peter 1:19 says, we have the more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. You got to take heed to this word, and you got to choose to do the word of God. You know, it works in those that believe and act upon it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. It works effectually in who? Those that believe the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hey, God wants you to come to the place of maturity and be completed in the will of God and be ready to do the works of God. God's word will be performed in a person's life if they will hear it and do it consistently. It's to be living and abiding in you. Be a doer of God's word and watch it bring forth fruit in your life. God bless you. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.